now time for the Bible Answers program, in which we present a frank and earnest discussion of Bible truths in an endeavor to answer your questions. Our subject for this program is Christ's thousand-year reign. The knowledge of the plan of God takes the sting out of death. I have a text of Scripture that I would like to have you discuss with us today. It is found in Acts 3, 20 and 21. It reads, "And he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom heaven must receive until the times of the restitution of all things, which God hath spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began." The Bible also says that Jesus' followers will be raised from the dead and reign with him for 1,000 years. But first, this program is presented by the Dawn Bible Students Association, publishers of the Dawn magazine in cooperation with local Bible study classes, and by the friends of Frank and Ernest everywhere. And now, Ed, my first question, what is the meaning of restitution?
Restitution simply means restoration. God has promised that he would send a Redeemer and Messiah through whom the sin-cursed and dying race would be restored to life. And here Peter is explaining that the consummation of this loving and divine purpose was to follow the return of Christ.
Ed, you are confident that that's what the Bible teaches, aren't you?
Well, Peter says that it was spoken by the mouth of God's holy prophets since the world began. I think that makes it very definitely one of the basic teachings of the Bible.
So it might seem. But you know very well that contrary to the thought of blessings for the people following the return of Christ is another teaching. On the one hand, that the earth will be destroyed by fire, and on the other, that it will be made desolate without an inhabitant. Now, as you know, Ed, all these ideas cannot possibly be true.
That's right, but I believe the Bible clears up these points for us. For example, the Bible assures us that the earth abideth forever. The Bible also explains that the Creator has established the earth, that he created it not in vain, but formed it to be inhabited. I am sure we do not need to be concerned about the earth ever being destroyed.
Ed, that sounds very reassuring the way you state it, but here is another prophecy, one that doesn't seem to go along with what you have just said. It is the 4th chapter of Jeremiah. I'm going to read verses 23 and 27. "I beheld the earth, and lo, it was without form and void, and the heavens, and they had no light. Thus saith the Lord, the whole land shall be desolate, yet will I not make a full end." Ed, this prophecy doesn't sound as though there will be blessings available for all mankind on the earth during the 1,000 years of Christ's reign.
Russell, that prophecy has nothing to do with the 1,000 years of Christ's reign. It is a prophecy of the desolation that would come upon the land of Israel during the 70 years of the nation's captivity in Babylon.
But, Ed, it says that the earth would be empty and void. Doesn't this take in more than the land of Israel?
No, not really. You see, the Hebrew word here translated earth simply means land. It is the same word that is translated land in the statement, "the whole land should be desolate." Russell, it's very important when we study the prophecies of the Bible to follow Paul's instruction to Peter to rightly divide the word of truth.
Well, I agree, but just what does that mean?
Well, for one thing, it means that in the plan of God there are important time divisions, different dispensations, and ages, that is. We should never take a prophecy that refers to conditions in one age and apply it to another. It is this practice that has led to so much confusion in the study of the Bible. A good example of this is a prophecy that you just read concerning the desolation of the land in Israel. It has nothing whatever to do with the time of Christ's return and the 1,000 years of his kingdom.
Well, I can see that it is important to rightly divide the word of truth, and I appreciate how you give attention to that, Ed. According to the Bible, the followers of Jesus were to be raised from the dead in order that they might reign with Christ 1,000 years. Let us get to that part of our subject. How about that?
That's correct, Russell. There is a promise to that effect in the 20th chapter of Revelation. There is a similar promise in the 5th chapter of Revelation. The promise is that these footstep followers of Jesus are to be kings and priests unto God, and that they shall reign upon the earth.
Yes, Ed, I see. If no one is living on the earth during the 1,000 years of Christ's reign, that wouldn't be much of a kingdom.
That's the very point, Russell. As I've been showing you from the Bible, people of all nations will be living on the earth during that 1,000 years. That is the period of Christ's kingdom, and in order to be a kingdom, there must be both rulers and subjects. Jesus and his footstep followers, the church, will be the spiritual rulers of that time, and mankind, in general, will be the subjects.
Will that bring about the fulfillment of Jesus' prayer, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven"?
That's correct. But how could that be true if everybody is dead?
Yes, I understand that now. And, Ed, does that mean that those who have died will be restored to life during the 1,000 years of Christ's kingdom? That is, during the times of restitution?
Definitely so, Russell. In that same 20th chapter of Revelation, the Apostle John says, "I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God." He also wrote that then death and Hades, that is, the Bible hell, would give up their dead. They are not awakened from death merely to be punished, for the record says that they stand before God, meaning that through Christ they will enjoy God's favor, that he will lift up his countenance upon them and give them peace.
Ed, if I remember correctly, I believe it also says in that chapter that the books will be opened. Won't that go rather hard with the people when the record of their lives is exposed and everything is laid out on the table?
Russell, those books do not contain a record of the past lives of the people. The Bible doesn't say that. It is only the philosophy of fear that has placed that interpretation upon this wonderful prophecy. The opening of the books mentioned by the apostle is symbolic of the fact that the knowledge of the Lord will then be caused to fill the whole earth as the waters cover the sea. Thus the people will be enlightened and given a fair opportunity to accept Christ and obey the laws of his kingdom.
But doesn't it say that the people will be judged by the things that are written in the books?
Yes, which simply means that the truth of God, a knowledge of his will be the basis upon which the people will be judged. There is much to this subject, Russell, but all is made plain in the little book, Christ's 1,000-Year Reign. Will you tell our friends about the book, Christ's 1,000-Year Reign, and how they may get a copy free?
Yes, Ed, I will be glad to do that, because it really is quite a wonderful little book. Friends, I want to mention just a few of the points that are discussed in this timely, truth-revealing little book. What is the everlasting gospel? Now, that is a question that has been often asked. And then again, Paul wrote, "As in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive." When will all be made alive in Christ? How do we know that the people will learn righteousness during the judgment day? How do we know that millions who have died in unbelief will be given an opportunity for salvation when they are raised from the dead. The Bible says that Satan will be bound for 1,000 years. How will he be bound? And what advantage will this be to the human race? The questions come to mind, and this little book gives the answer. The Bible says that Satan will be cast into a bottomless pit. What is this bottomless pit? What is the Christian Sabbath? What is the mark of the beast is another question that is so often asked. These are but a few of the questions you will find answered in Christ's 1,000-year reign. So you are invited to send now for your free copy. Address your request to Frank and Ernest, Box 60, General Post Office, New York City. I will repeat the address again, and I invite you to write it down for your convenience and so that you will remember it. To get the little book, Christ's 1,000-year reign, write to Frank and Ernest, Box 60, General Post Office, New York City. Just the word 1,000 years is all you need to remember, and the little book will be sent to you free by mail without obligation.
Send for your free booklet today. Mail your request to Frank and Ernest, Post Office Box 60, New York, New York, 10116. To repeat, mail your request to Frank and Ernest, P.O. Box 60, New York, New York, 10116. Or call this toll-free number, 1-800-234-DAWN. That's 1-800-234-DAWN. The booklet will be sent to you free and without obligation. This program is brought to you each week by the Dawn Bible Students Association in cooperation with local Bible study groups and by the many friends of Frank and Ernest everywhere. To repeat, call toll-free the following number, 1-800-234-DAWN. That is 1-800-234-DAWN to receive without obligation the free booklet offered. Please include the call letters of this station with your request. Ask your friends to listen to our program, won't you please? And now, goodbye, and may God bless you.